Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh. Mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this cat you call Yehoshua, Yahawashah, Yahuwah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man. Thinking that Yahweh lied, man, you frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day.
Shalom, 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 giving all praises to the mighty Yah, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, by saying hallelujah, and welcome to the broadcast, Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Ishia, Israel, sitting in for Morey Ishia in Israel. And I greet you all, shalom, and all praises to the mighty Yah. We're going to have a beautiful program this evening discussing the laws, commandments, and judgments of the Most High. And as Morey Ishia always says, we're going to be discussing nothing but the truth. And everything that we'll talk about this night will be the truth. But if you have any reason to think that what we're saying is not the truth, then all you have to do is give us a call at 347-838-8963 and press the number 1, and we'll get to your questions or comments in the latter part of the show. Again, I'm Morey Ishia from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, sitting in for Morey Ishia ben Israel from the House of Israel. And we're going to talk about something great this evening. We're going to talk about Yah's beautiful laws. Yahweh gave us his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments so that we may be able to be a holy nation, a peculiar treasure, and a kingdom of priests. And if you weren't aware, but many of us should be aware by now that our conference, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, will be next week. We've been talking about this for some time now, and the conference is closely approaching, and it will be next week in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And the conference that we'll be having will be about the covenant of marriage, because the state of marriage in Israel today is one that is definitely needing some tending to, so we can get these things correct. And Yahweh gave our great late elder and prophet Moray Elisha the vision to hold these conferences, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, 3 times a year throughout the various cities in the United States, to restore the words of the Most High, to restore the law of Yah, so we can gather ourselves together, O nation not desired, and seek the mighty Yah, as we have been doing for over 20 years now. So the Most High is very pleased, as it says in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And this is our duty and our mission when we have these conferences, to gather ourselves together and to seek Yah and to seek his word, and to also magnify his law so it could become honorable once again. And as I said, the covenant of marriage is going to be our topic of discussion at the conference in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If you want more information about our conference, go to our website, worldgatheringyisrael.org. And right there on our homepage, you will see the various questions that we're posing for the conference, for this topic of marriage, the various topics that we'll be dealing with. You'll also see the hotel and the number. I believe that the room block or the discount for the room block has been closed, but if you're still trying to get in there, we might be able to help you out. So just give us a call. You could give Moray Ashaya a call, or you could give us a call at the House of Israel, and you get our numbers from our website. That's worldgatheringyisrael.org. Let's give all praises to the mighty Yah for giving us the understanding and giving us the inspiration to even start talking about marriage, because Yahweh sees marriage as a very important, a very detrimental relationship that must be dealt with in truth and justice, dealt with judgment, mercy, with perfection, with equality, and with goodness. We must deal with this relationship of marriage in the ways of Yah. And this is why Yahweh said this in Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter. He wants us to always be cognizant of what we need to do. In Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter, he said, gather yourselves together, the first verse. Yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. And we need to gather ourselves together. And how can we gather ourselves together if we are continually having homes that are split up through divorce, and homes or households or families that are built improperly, neglecting the way of Yah? He said in verse 3, seek ye Yah, seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, It may be that you may be hid in the day of Yah's anger. And this is why we are having this conference, so we can possibly be hid in the day of Yah's anger. So we can say that we did or wrought Yah's judgment. We didn't just ignore the signs and the messages and the words of Yah from his servants, that we considered our ways. And we have to consider our ways today, especially the Hebrew Israelite men. We have to consider our ways. How have our ways been? Have our ways mirrored the ways of the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yah? Have our ways mirrored JC, or have our ways mirrored Muhammad? I don't know about you, but I hope that we haven't happy because our ways are mirroring the Christ of the New Testament or the prophet, so-called prophet of the Quran. Because that's what many of us have been taught, in the ways of false deities. We've been taught in the ways of Christ. And Christ didn't respect his mother, nor did Christ respect women, nor does the New Testament respect women. And a lot of our brothers have mirrored those ways in disrespecting Yah's daughters of Zion. And the Quran doesn't respect women. The Quran teaches you to abuse your women. And sadly, many of our Hebrew brothers have been entangled by this bad teaching that you can abuse your women. You could treat them any old way. And now we have to consider our ways. Have they mirrored the ways of Yah? Because Yahweh has standards, and his standards are born from his ways. And we have to ask ourselves, do we know the ways of Yah? And so this is part of the reason why it's so important that we hold this conference this coming next week on the covenant of marriage, because we're going to dive into the various issues that have plagued us in our communities, that has torn apart our homes and caused people to be sorrowful. But we want to be rejoicing in the Most High. So we're going to discuss Yah's ways dealing with the covenant of marriage at this upcoming conference in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And let's talk about some of these ways of Yah, because we want to see Yah's ways, because this is where you get Yah's standards from. This is where we get the guidelines on how to behave in our households. Why does Yahweh see marriage such an important endeavor for us to be in? Well, how did Yahweh deal with his people, the children of Israel? How does he deal with us? Does he deal with us as just an individual person? Or does Yahweh deal with us as a family? If we go to the book of Amos, we'll see what the Most High is saying. If we go to the book of Amos, the third chapter, Yahweh is going to tell us something in this book and let us know how he views us. In Amos chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities." You see, the Most High is letting us know that he deals with families. He doesn't deal with just one or two people. He's dealing with families. And he said that you only, Israel, are the only family. You only have I known out of all the families of the earth. And he is only dealing with Yisrael, but he's dealing with the whole family of Yisrael, because he wants us to know that we cannot have prosperity, we cannot have a nation if it's just a bunch of individuals, but we have to build households, we have to build families. You build nations and communities through families. So Yahweh sees marriage as a very important endeavor, because this is how you build your family. This is the reason for marriage, as a matter of fact. Look in the book of Malachi, the second chapter. If you look here in the book of Malachi, the second chapter, in the 14th verse, it states here, "Yet ye say, wherefore? Because Yahweh hath been a witness between you and the wife of thy youth, against whom you have dealt treacherously. Yet is she thy companion and the wife of thy covenant." Yahweh's letting us know that our wives are only by covenant. You just don't have a wife by just saying, "You're my wife." You have to make a covenant. And by making a covenant, you're making an agreement that you and her are going to be in a relationship blessed by the Creator, because the Creator has blessed marriage. He has made a commandment that lets you know if you commit adultery, then you're put to death. This is how important the Most High sees marriage. That if you go and commit adultery, then you could be put to death. Yahweh never said that if you got a friend, you two were friends, and this other friend goes and hangs out with another friend, you could be put to death. But if you commit adultery, you could be put to death. So marriage is a very important relationship, because it's made with a covenant. He said, "This is the wife of your covenant, so don't deal treacherously with her." And in verse 15, he says, "And did not he make one? Yet had he the residue of the Spirit, and wherefore one? That he might seek a Elohimly seed. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth." So Yah is letting us know, why did he make one? Why did he do this? So he can seek a godly, as it says in your King James versions, or Elohim, or a divine seed. Yahweh has brought man and woman together so that we may raise divine, godly, Elohimly, holy children. And so we don't need to be dealing treacherously with the mother of Yah's holy children. So the reason Yah brought us together was to create a holy seed. And why does the Most High want a holy seed in the earth? What does he want that for? Why does he think that this is important, that we must have a holy seed? Well, Yahweh made a promise. He made a promise to his friend Abraham. And the promise was that he would give the seed of Abraham the holy land of Israel, known as the land of Canaan. You shall inherit the land, and I shall be the Elohim, and they shall be my people. Continuously fulfilling the promise that he made with Abraham, that his seed shall be as the stars of heaven for a multitude. And he didn't want a wicked seed to come out of Abraham. He didn't choose Abraham because Abraham was going to raise a wicked seed. But this is why, this is what he knew Abraham was going to do. If you go to the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter, And starting at the 17th verse, it states here, "And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." This is one of the reasons Yah wants us to have a holy seed. He knows that the seed of Abraham is supposed to uphold the way of Yah. He knows that the seed of Abraham is the family that he is using to bless the entire earth body on the planet, is to be blessed through the seed or through the family of Abraham, who are the children of Israel. This is who the whole world must bless if they want to be blessed. So Yah didn't want a wicked seed. He wasn't going to use wicked children to bless the world. So Yah needs us to be together in marriage to continue on in the promise that he gave Abraham to obtain blessing. It is through marriage in which Yahweh blesses the world. That's how he blessed the world. Abraham was a married man. It's saying in Isaiah 51, "Look unto Abraham and look unto Sarah." Were they not married? Did they not walk in the way of Yah and be an example of how we should be, a large family? Yes, this is what Abraham did. This is what Abraham and Sarah did. And so therefore, the Most High wants us to make sure we are doing that which he considers part of his ways. And you see, he said Abraham will bless, will teach and command his children and his household after him that they should keep the way of Yah to do justice and judgment, because this is the way of Yah. Righteousness or justice, this is the way of Yah, Yah's standards, that we have to be righteous. He lets us know in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, Yahweh said, it says in Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, "And now, Israel, what does Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee but to fear Yahweh thy Elohim, and to walk in all of his ways?" And what is Yah? What are the ways of Yah? The ways of Yah, all the ways of Yah, is to do justice, judgment, truth, mercy, perfection, equality, and goodness. These are the ways of Yah. You just seen where Yah said in Genesis that justice and judgment, this is his way. Well, look in the book of Psalms 25. You'll see some more of Yah's ways. And why are we talking about Yah's ways? Because it is the ways of Yah in which we will be able to learn what his standards are. What is Yahweh want us to do when it comes to marriage? How does he want us to behave? How does he want the man in the household to conduct himself? In Psalms 25, verse 10, it says here, "All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. So Yah said these are his paths. These are his ways. Mercy and truth. Are we merciful? Are we merciful, household? Do we use mercy? If your wife yells one time, are you divorcing her? Are you seeking to go to another woman? Are you dealing treacherously because you got annoyed? Because some people do that. But Yahweh doesn't want us to behave like that. Yahweh said, love mercy in the book of Micah, the 6th chapter, the 8th verse. He said, love mercy. Do justly and walk humbly with your Elohim. And if we are continuously having contentions in our household, you know what the Proverbs say about contentions in your household? It say where there is pride, there is contention. So therefore, if you got a bunch of contentions in your household, that's because somebody or both parties are being prideful. And this is naturally why the Creator let us know to walk humbly with your Elohim. He let us know in Psalms 34, seek peace and pursue it. You cannot seek peace if you're riddled with contentions from pride. So the Most High lets us know that if you're going to walk in his path, you got to love mercy. And we have to love mercy and truth, he said. He didn't just say love mercy, but he said all his paths are mercy and truth. So we cannot negate the fact that one of Yah's ways, one of Yah's standards, is to uphold the truth. Can you be righteous or can you be just if you're not dealing in the truth? Of course not. Look what David, Yah's anointed, the Messiah, King David, said about men and how they must deal when they rule over men. It states here in the book of 2 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, in the first verse, now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, and the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the Elohim, of Yaakov, and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, Spirit of Yahweh spoke by me, and his word was in my tongue. The Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun. Got to listen to what King David said here about what Yah told him, that he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. So we cannot be unrighteous. We cannot continually be the way that we have been taught from the bad teachings and behaviors of our parents and foreparents, which is to be unrighteous, which is to say we're going to do things and not do them, which is to make promises and not keep them, which is to speak our words and not perform them. These are the things that we have failed at as men far too long, which has caused the great mourning among the daughters of Zion, because they just can't find a man that is going to be just. But we're not going to stand idly by as Yah's servants and just let us fall by the wayside. We're going to stand up as men, and we're going to stand. stand on the standards that Yahweh has shown us. And one of them is to be just, to be righteous, to fulfill your words, said you would do. That's what Yah said. Don't deal treacherously with the wife of thy covenant. Yah made a covenant with us. Let me show you how Yah dealt with marriage, because that's what's important. How does Yahweh see marriage? Not how the preacher sees marriage, and not how your friends see marriage, but how does Yahweh see marriage? How did Yahweh even say about being married to us? Is Yahweh married to us? Is that a true statement, or is that just something we like to say? Well, look in the book of Isaiah 54. We start reading about the fifth verse in Isaiah 54. And we'll see what Yahweh has to say. It says here in Isaiah 54, verse 5, "For thy maker is thine husband." There you go. Yahweh of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the Elohim of the whole earth, shall he be called. So Yah is our husband. If Yah is your husband, then that means he's married to you. He's married to Israel. Look in the book of Jeremiah, the third chapter, just establishing the fact that Yahweh truly is married to the children of Israel. And in Jeremiah, the third chapter, around the 14th verse, it says here, turn, and this is Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. It says here, "Turn, O backsliding children, saith Yah, for I am married unto you. And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion." You see what Yah said? He said he's married unto us. He said that your maker is your husband. So Yah is definitely married to the children of Israel. So how did Yahweh see marriage? Did he see it as a trivial, small thing? Or did he see it as a major relationship in which should be dealt with proper care through the ways of Yah? Did Yahweh make a covenant with us? Well, yes, he did make a covenant with us. Did he just talk or speak the covenant and hope that we just remember the covenant? Is that what he did? No, that's not what he did. What the Most High did was something special. It's something that we should do when we make a covenant with our wife. And if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, around the 9th chapter, let's see, in Deuteronomy 9, let's start reading in verse 9. It says here, "When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which Yah made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water." So Moses went up into the mountain to receive the covenant of the Most High, because he wrote it, Yah wrote it down. And Moses was there 40 days and 40 nights learning this covenant. And in verse 10 it says, "And Yahweh delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly." So this was the Ten Commandments. How do we know that? Look in the next chapter. look in the first verse. We don't have to read the first verse. We could just, yeah, let's look in the first verse. It says, "And at that time, Yahweh said unto me, Hew thee two tables of stone unto the first, and come up unto me unto the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I will write on the tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou didst break. And thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up into the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he wrote on the tables according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which Yahweh spoke unto you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and Yahweh gave them unto me." So Yahweh spoke the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel, as we should do to our wives when we make the covenant of marriage with our wives. We should speak it to them. But Yahweh went further, and he wrote it down with his own hand, as we should do. And he gave it to us and put it in a special encasement. And he made sure that this encasement, this ark, was treated with care. Only a certain group of people were even able to carry it. Only the children of Levi and the priest were able to carry this. As David experienced, at one point he tried to bring the Ark of the Covenant up, but he had the wrong people carrying it, and they died. So he had to make sure he had the right people carrying it the second time he tried to bring it up. So Yahweh wanted even the words that he wrote, that he spoke, to be treated with care. So that means when we get married, we shouldn't write our covenant on a napkin or on a piece of lined paper and fold it up and put it in our pocket or put it in your current Bible. We need to put it on a special paper. Put it in a special place. Let it be seen. Why do we need to let it be seen? Did Yahweh want our covenant with him visible to us? Or did he just want us to tuck it away in a box somewhere where we couldn't even see it? No. Yahweh wants the covenant visible. He wants it visible. How do we know that? It's in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse. It says, "Hear, O Yisrael, Yahweh, our Elohim, is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." Why? So you could be like Abraham. So you could be a divine seed. So the family can grow in the name of Yah and do the duty that it was put here to do, which is bless the whole world. So teach them to your children. You shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And you shall bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. So you should be able to see this every day. Every day you should, when you look down, when your hand is somewhere, it's right there between your eyes. You can see it all the time, reminding you that Yah wants you to be a kingdom of priests, a peculiar treasure, and a holy nation. So bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be when Yahweh the Elohim shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Yitzchak and to Yaakov, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. So Yahweh wanted us to be forever cognizant of the fact that he made a covenant with us of 10 commandments. This is when he married us. This is when he gave us the guidelines by which we may follow to be a holy nation and a kingdom of priests and a peculiar treasure. And he wanted us to always be mindful of this covenant. And when you do that, you're reminding yourself of what righteousness is, what justice is, what true mercy is. How are you going to be perfect and be equal and allow goodness to be the product of your life? These are the ways of the Most High. And this is how the Most High dealt with his wife. So how should we deal with our wife? We should have a covenant. We should have a sign so we can make sure we're forever mindful of this relationship. Yahweh thought we were so important that he said in the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter. And why are we pointing out how Yahweh feels about his wife? Because this is the best example to follow. How do you want to treat your wife? You want to treat your wife like a man you know treats their wife? Or you want to treat your wife like Yahweh treats his wife? How does Yahweh feel about his wife? How do we feel about our wife? Yahweh said in Isaiah 49, verse 13, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For Yahweh hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted." See, Yahweh's going to have mercy because that's one of his ways, to be merciful. But Zion said, "Yahweh hath forsaken me, and my master hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." That's how Yah feels about his wife. He says, "You're graven on the palms of my hands. You're always before me." And why is this so important to point out? Because if we don't begin to mimic, to mirror, to walk in the way of Yah, then there's no way that we're going to be able to stand up honorable men. Yah said, "Magnify the law and make it honorable." Well, the law of Yah tells us to walk in all of his ways. And one of the most important relationships you can have in your life is marriage. And if we're not dealing with our marriages in the way of Yah, then we're bound to have destruction become a part of our relationship. And if we want to gather ourselves together, as Yah said, and seek meekness and righteousness and seek Yah, then we have to look at how we're doing in our marriages. And Yahweh had Israel, or has Israel, engraven on the palms of his hands. I'm not saying that you need to go out there and get a tattoo, because Yahweh said do not get tattoos. But I'm showing you that this is how Yahweh sees his people as this important, that you're forever before him. And so the Most High wants us to know that. Again, chapter 22nd verse. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, it says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor from Yah." So this is a good thing to do. We can't say this is a bad thing. Yah says it's a good thing to have a wife. And why is it good? Because once you have a wife, Yahweh has given you favor. And what's the favor that you can, what's the type of favor you're going to be able to reap from having a wife? It's in the book of Psalms 127. In Psalms 127, we're going to start at the first verse. In Psalms 127, it says, "Except Yahweh build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." If we don't build our houses on the foundation of the Most High, then it's a vain project. If we're not seeking Yahweh to build our house, it's a vain project. If we're not seeking meekness and righteousness and walking in all the ways of Yah to build our house, then it's a vain project. He says in verse 3, "It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are a heritage of Yah, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." That's why it's a good thing when you find a wife. Because look at what he's going to give you. If you're doing this the right way, the heritage you get from the Most High is children. The fruit of the womb is his reward. And why is that such a good thing? Because Yah said that's what he made the marriage for. So you can bring forth Elohimly seed. This is a highly important thing. This is the most important reason why Yah gave marriages. And this is your heritage. This is your reward. He says in verse 4, "As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." You're going to be happy. This is real happiness. If you got a garage with two Lamborghinis, Ferrari, Maserati, and Bentleys and Rolls Royces, you might feel a little happy. You got a lot of expensive cars. But what is that going to get you? If you go into your playroom and you have all kind of toys, TVs and things, you might feel good. But what is that eventually going to get you? But when you could wake up in the morning and you have a bunch of children in your house, a bunch of sons and daughters, now that's happiness. Now you're doing something. Now you're fulfilling Yahweh's desire, because you're raising up these divine seeds. You're looking at a bunch of children that are going to bless the world, as Yah said. How much better can you get? Today, our people don't want to have any children. But this is what we should be doing. But we should do it the right way. Yahweh let us know that you need to be married so you can bring forth a divine seed. So Yahweh sees these relationships of marriage as the way to fulfill his desire. How are we looking at marriage? Are we looking at marriage like Yah? Are we trying to fulfill our own desires in our marriages? Are we just marrying people because they have a lot of money? Because they look good? Because they got a nice car? Because they'll make us look cool? Or are we trying to fulfill the ways of Yah? Yahweh let us know in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, I believe in the 35th verse, he wants you to act a certain way at all times. Let me get to it. It says, "Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meteor, in weight, or in measure, just balances, just weights, and a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am Yah your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt." We have to be just. Are we going to be just as Yah wants us to be just? Because if we're not, then we're going to continue to see the demise of the Hebrew Israelite family. Look what Yah told Malachi in the book of Malachi in the fourth chapter. States here in the book of Malachi, the fourth chapter, around the fourth verse, he says, "Remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb, for all of Israel, with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." See how important Yahweh sees the fathers standing up and being men. He said, if the fathers aren't turned to the sons and the sons aren't turned to the fathers, the earth will be smited with a curse. So we need to be as he goats before the flock. And we need to get our families back in order. Yahweh told us in the book of Jeremiah, I believe the sixth chapter, around the 16th verse, he said, "Seek ye in the old paths. Follow the old paths. Look for the good way. For in it you shall have rest." In the old paths, we see that Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, they built families. They were married. And Yahweh blessed their relationships. Yahweh blessed the seed of Abraham through his marriage, through his marriages. But we don't see that today. And that's why we're having these issues. Because the men, we're not looking at our families like Abraham looked at his family. We're not looking at our wives in the manner in which Yahweh looks at his wife. We're being very carnal about things. We're being very vain and low about things. And we're not being honorable. But as I said in the beginning of the program, Yahweh said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And this is why we need to begin to focus our attention on repairing and restoring and making it honorable in our marriages, because this is what will lead our families to be righteous families that Yahweh can deliver. Yahweh's not looking to deliver a bunch of half good acting individuals. He wants whole families. You see what Noah, he delivered Noah and his whole family. He delivered the whole family of Israel. And that's how he wants to deal with us today. He wants our families to become unified. He wants us to gather ourselves back together so that we can stand up as a holy nation, a kingdom of priests, and a peculiar treasure above all people on the earth. Because Yahweh said he's only dealing with the children of Israel, that whole family. And if you have any comments or questions that you would like to make about what we're speaking about this evening, and we're talking about the importance of marriage, why Yahweh thinks marriage is important, what are the standards that Yahweh has given us to go by in our marriage? And again, how do you know what Yah's standards are? If you know the ways of Yah, then you're looking at his standards. And what are the ways of Yah? As we read earlier in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, Yahweh said, walk in all of his ways. And what are all of Yah's ways? If we don't know all of Yah's ways, then we're going to be ignorant of some of his standards. And as we've been discussing, all of Yah's ways is justice, which is righteousness, truth, mercy, judgment, and to be perfect. How do we know that one of the ways of Yah is to be perfect? Has Yahweh ever told us that this is his way, that perfection or to be perfect is the way of Yah? Well, if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and I would say look around the fourth verse, you'll see an indication that lets us know Yah deals in perfection. And it says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, if I flip to it here, it says here, he is the rock. His work is perfect, for all of his ways are judgment. A Elohim of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. Yah's work is perfect. What does it say in Psalms 18? Go to Psalms 18. I believe you want the 30th verse of Psalms 18. And it says here, as for Elohim, his way is perfect. The word of Yah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. So Yah is perfect. Now, how do we know that that's one of the standards that we need to uphold as a man or as a woman, but especially the men, because we have to teach this to our family? Now, how do we know that being perfect is something that we have to uphold? Well, look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 13th verse. It says here, thou shalt be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim. That means we got to be what? Wholehearted. We have to be wholehearted. We have to be complete. We have to be whole with Yah. We can't continue to be, have a heart, a duplistic heart, a double heart. Yahweh don't want us to have a double heart anymore. He wants us to be wholehearted. And that's a standard. That's the way of Yah. Are we going to be perfect? Are we going to be completely sincere in how we deal with our wives, our marriages? Are we just going to be double-hearted? Yahweh doesn't require us to be double-hearted, but he requires us to be perfect. Another way of Yah is to be equal. Yahweh wants us to be dealing equality, because that's one of his ways. How do we know? It's in the book of Ezekiel, the 18th chapter, the 25th verse. Yah said, Yet ye say, the way of Yah is not equal. Hear now, O house of Yisrael, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them for his iniquity that he hath done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive, because he considereth, as what we're trying to do. We want to consider, we need to consider, and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of Yahweh is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? You see, Yah's ways are equal. He deals in equality. And he's balanced. He makes sure that he is giving everybody what they deserve and their just due, equal. Or we, as he said, we're unequal. But we need to follow after his ways, because the ways of Yah is equal. These are some of Yah's standards that we have to walk in, that we have to uphold, that we have to make a part of our life, because this is what Abraham did. Yah said that Abraham will command his children and his household after him to keep the way of Yah, to do justice and judgment. And this is what we must do. This is why we're having our conference next week in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, July 28th through the 31st, to discuss the covenant of marriage, to look at all the aspects of how Yah desires us to behave and to conduct ourselves in marriage, so that we may bring forth this divine seed that Yah said will bless the entire earth. Hallelujah. Again, if anybody has any questions or comments that they would like to make this evening concerning our program or any of the laws, statutes, and judgments of the Almighty Yah, the number is 347-838-8963. That's 347-838-8963. You press the number 1, and we will come to you immediately as soon as possible. If you want to discuss the covenant of marriage, what we're discussing this evening, or maybe you just want to listen to the words that the Most High Yah has given us to speak on this issue. Also, one of the ways of the Most High, when we're looking for Yah's standards, one of his ways is goodness. We need to understand that Yahweh deals in goodness. If you go to the book of Exodus, the 33rd chapter, you're going to see that Yahweh, all his ways are goodness. Oh, they're all good. If people say it's all good, well, Yah is all good. This is his way. And in the book of Exodus, as I flip there, the 33rd chapter, when Yah had a very deep and important conversation with his servant Moses, it says in Exodus 33, start reading at verse 13, and it states here, "Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that in is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me now thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. So the Most High let him know that he's going to show him his way. And by showing him his way, he said, I'm going to let all my goodness pass before you. Because Yah's ways is goodness. And why is Yah's ways goodness? They're goodness because once you understand that Yahweh is abundant in truth, in mercy, in righteousness, in judgment, he's perfect and equal, then that all surmises to being good. And that's why Yahweh let us know through his servant King David that if you're going to rule over men, you must be just, ruling in the fear of Elohim. And that's why you're going to be like the shining sun after the rain, the clear shining. Because once you walk in Yah's ways, everything you do is going to be good. That's why Abraham had such success. That's why Jacob had such success. And this is what we have to make a part of our daily activities, a part of our life, and make a part of our standards. But sometimes we might think that Yahweh has forgotten, or that Yahweh has forgotten about his people, that he does not hear what we're asking for. So what did he say in the book of Isaiah 59? Because this is going to affect how we understand the way of the Most High. In Isaiah 59, verse 1, it says, Behold, Yah's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your Elohim, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. So what do we need to do if we want our families to return to Yah? Well, it says that it's our iniquities that's keeping us separate. So we have to consider our ways, drop our iniquities, repent from our sins, and seek Yahweh. Because once we do that, then he'll show you his covenant. If you've been unmindful of Yah's covenant, as many of us have been, it's because we haven't been fearing Yah as we should have. That's what it says in the book of Psalms 25, verse 14. The secret of Yah is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. If we want to be able to walk in all of Yah's way, we got to fear him. That's the first requirement he gave us in Deuteronomy 10 and 12. He said, Fear Yahweh, thy Elohim. And this is how he's going to show you his covenant. Not by haughtiness. Because if we're haughty, and if we're prideful, and if we don't humble ourselves, Yahweh said unto me, Gather me the people together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. You see, the Most High is always including us to teach our children, to show our children his commandments, his laws, his statutes, and his judgments. Because it is through our children that we continue. This is how the earth continues. That's why he told Adam to be fruitful and multiply. If he didn't want that to happen, then that would have been never said. But Yahweh also let us know in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 25th verse. He said, when you beget children and children's children, and ye shall live, have remained long in the land, and corrupt yourselves and make a graven image in the likeness of anything, that you should do evil in the sight of Yah, your Elohim, to provoke him to anger, I will call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land where you go over the Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed, and Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen where Yahweh shall lead you, which is where we're at today. This is our condition. We're scattered, and we're left few in number among the heathen. And there you shall serve other deities. And by that being the factual case that we live in today is why we have modeled a lot of our families after the model of the New Testament, because we have served other deities. As it says in the book of the book of Luke, the 14th chapter, the 26th verse, the Christ in the New Testament said, if you want to be his disciple, then you must hate your mother, hate your father, hate your wife, hate your brother, hate your children, hate your neighbor, and yea, hate your own life. Now, if you model your family after that decree, then we can understand why we have all the trouble going on in the households today. Christ also said in Matthew, the 10th chapter, around the 34th verse, he said, I am not come to bring peace. And didn't Yah say, seek peace and pursue it? But Christ said, I am not come to bring peace, yet I am come to bring the sword. For I am come to set a mother at variance against her daughter, and a father against his son, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. This is what he said he came to do. So if we model ourselves after the false deities that Yahweh said we would serve in this place, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither hear nor see, nor eat nor smell, as Yah said, and that's what's happening, and we have modeled ourselves after these false deities, then we understand now why we have the disruption that we have. But Yahweh is merciful. Yahweh said in verse 29 of Deuteronomy 4, but if you from thence shall seek Yahweh, your Elohim, that you shall find him. And if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. And brothers and sisters, we sought Yahweh 4 months ago. We went to the rivers of Babylon, cried and poured out our souls unto the Almighty, and we sought him. And when we sought him, he was found of us, because what he inspired us to do is to walk in his ways of righteousness. As it says in Isaiah, the 56th chapter, my righteousness is near to come. And he's showing us how to be righteous. How does Yah want us to be righteous? How does he want the man to be righteous? And he wants the man to be righteous, upholding the covenant that he made with the wife of his youth to bring forth the holy seed. This is righteousness to establish Yah's holy family. This is righteousness. And we sought the Most High, and he said, these things would come upon us. He said, when you are in tribulation and all these things come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yahweh Elohim and shall be obedient to his voice, for Yahweh Elohim is a merciful Elohim, will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he swore unto them. Yahweh said he's not going to forget this covenant that he made with us, because Yah is righteous. So he's teaching us today that we need to look deep into this covenant of marriage, because he established righteousness in this covenant of marriage. He's showing us how to be right. He's showing us how to build a family, how to build a nation, how to build a community. He's showing us these things today through this covenant of marriage. And this is why it is so very important that we discuss these matters, especially in our upcoming conference. Again, if you have any comments or questions, the number to call is 347-838-8963. That's 347-838-8963. And dial the number 1 if you want to make any comments or questions. Again, I'm Moray Ishia. I'm sitting in for Moray Ishia, both of us of the House of Israel. And if you have any comments or questions, we'll take them at this time. And what are we discussing? We're discussing the importance of the covenant of marriage, the importance of seeking after Yah's ways and knowing them, and why we need to know them, and what benefit you will have if you seek after Yah's ways. What is the benefit? Let's see. It's in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. And it says here in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness so you may reap mercy. Is that what it says? I believe so. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness and reap mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yah, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. See, when you do justice, which is righteousness, you'll receive mercy. And once you get mercy, you know mercy, you'll know how to give mercy. These are the ways of the Most High. They all intertwine. They all go together. And so this is what we need to do. And we're discussing these things today. Also, the Most High let us know that one of his ways is to be truthful. Is to be truthful. And what's the truth? What do we look at as the truth? A lot of people think that there's more than one truth. No, there's not. There's only one truth. You want to know the truth? Look in Psalms 119. Psalms 119. As I turn there, go to Psalms 119, verse 142, I believe. Because Yahweh is going to show us what truth is. It says, thy righteousness is the everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. So what is that letting us know? If you have any disruptions, any disputes, any conflictions, contentions in your relationship, there's only one way to settle it. And this is what the men in Israel have to learn. There's only one way to settle disputes amongst your relationships and your families or any other relationship, and that's through truth. That's through the word of the Most High. His law is the truth. Take the law, uphold the law, and let's see what is the truth. And then you don't have to worry about tail bearing and all this other stuff, because now we're dealing with the truth. That's why Yah said, walk humbly with your Elohim. Because once the truth is spoken from the mouth of Yah, why do we now have to have any other problems? That's what we're to follow, the truth. These are the ways of Yah. This is how you're going to bring peace. This is how the community is going to prosper. When there's any issue, we just open up the book of the law. What's the truth? And if every man in Israel, if every man in the community in Israel is upholding the truth, then when the community has an issue, one family and another family, you just open up the truth. That's why Yahweh said this is the scriptures or the book of truth. I see we have a caller, 513 area code. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Hey, shalom, shalom, this is Brother Lemuel out of Cincinnati.
Shalom, brother. How you doing? Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise Yah, praise Yah. This is a wonderful lesson that you're teaching, and this is what we need as Israel. You know, we need to humble ourselves. There's a lot of anger in today's world. There's a lot of pain and suffering in today in Israel. And Israel needs to know that only Yahweh will seek the humble. It's time to seek him and come together. And this conference on marriage is very important, because, you know, with my parents, you know, they divorced, and I wish that they lasted. But, you know, it is what it is. And I know that Yahweh hates divorce. And so
right. We
have to set the standard as men. We have to set the standard. You know, there's no other way we can put it. We can no longer blame our enemies for everything. We can't blame them for everything, because the Creator gave us two choices. He gave us life and death and right and wrong. I want to choose life, and I want to choose right.
Mm-hmm.
So I praise Yah that he's blessed me to be under the house of Israel. And Most High has shown me stuff personally. So I praise Yah for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And what you're talking about, brother, is nothing but the truth. And praise the mighty Yah for your call. And all glory be to Yah. Shalom.
Shalom, brother.
And we have another caller. Another 513 area code. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. All right, Isha.
Shalom, my beautiful elder Eliah.
I just want to say, as commentary, the show is beautiful, on point, and what we need today to satisfy Yah's requirements so that we can be a whole and healed people. Shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom. Praise Yahweh. Beautiful comments from our listeners, from our callers. We only have a few more minutes. If anybody else wanted to make a comment or had a question about what we're discussing. And again, remember, if you need more information about our conference, the number to call, the website is worldgatheringyisrael.org. That's worldgatheringyisrael.org. Israel spelled Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. Right there on the homepage is the announcement of our conference that we've been speaking about for the last 3 months now, about the covenant of marriage. We'll be dealing with various topics such as, what is marriage? What are the signs and or tokens of marriage? And various other topics that we should look into and need to know, because we need to return unto the mighty Yah. He wants us to consider our ways. He said that the wicked man will be saved from all the wickedness he has done if he turn from all his wickedness and considers and do that which is righteous, and he shall live. He shall save his soul alive. And so we are gathering ourselves to do just that, to consider, so we can live, so we can save our souls alive. No longer do we want to just walk around in the murky waters of confusion because we've been taught the ways of our heathens, of the heathens. We've been taught in the wrong way. And it's time for us to walk in all of Yah's ways and praise the mighty Yah for showing us all of his ways. Because these are the ways that will bring us peace. These are the ways that will bring us joy and strength and courage. So we praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to know his ways. And we give glory unto the King of the whole earth, heaven and sea, the Most High, whose name is Yah, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Again, make sure you tune into us every weekend. We're on the air starting on the sixth day with this program hosted by Morey Ishaya Ben Yisrael, Nothing But the Truth, 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/House of Israel. On the Sabbath day, you could tune into our Sabbath day broadcast starting at 12:30, live from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, 1907 Vine Street, on livestream.com/House of Israel, or go right to our website and you'll be able to link in right there. And also, again, with a Blog Talk Radio broadcast Sabbath day evening, right here on the same station, same number, 347-838-8963, beginning at 3:30. It was a blessing and an honor to be able to magnify Yah's words, speak about Yah's testimonies with you all this evening. I know the reason you all have gathered on these phones and on the internet is to magnify Yah. And we love you very much from the House of Israel. Hallelujah. Shalom.